From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of March 14th, 2022. This is a revised version of an episode from March 2019. This week, that raspy call opens an episode about several species of small frogs that share a common group name but differ in sound and distribution. Have a listen for about 10 seconds to two species recorded simultaneously and see if you know the name of this frog group. And here's a hint. To get the key word, gather a lot of harmonious singers or skip over a song's verses. If you guessed chorus frogs, you're right. You heard the creaky call of mountain chorus frogs, along with the single notes of spring peepers, two of seven chorus frog species in Virginia. The other five are the little grass frog and four more species with chorus frog in their name, Brimley's, New Jersey, Southern, and Upland chorus frogs. As a group, they're noted for their choruses of calling males advertising for mates in breeding season. Those calls vary among the species in pitch, tone, and how quickly sounds are repeated. The species also differ in their distribution in Virginia. Spring peepers occur statewide, and upland chorus frogs are found in much of the state, but the other five occupy narrower ranges in the Commonwealth. The mountain chorus frog, which is found from Pennsylvania to Mississippi, including southwestern Virginia, is getting special scientific attention. Since 2019, scientists Kevin Hammett at Virginia Tech in Blacksburg and Wally Smith at the University of Virginia's College at Wise have led a project to learn more about the species' distribution. Collaborating with Virginia Department of Wildlife Resources, formerly the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, they're inviting Virginia citizens, especially K-12 students, to look and listen for this species and to submit information on any observations. The project's website notes that the mountain chorus frog's breeding activity is mostly from February to April, but may continue into June. They'll call during the day as well as at night, and places to hear them, which is more likely than seeing them, include wet ditches, flooded fields, mountain seeps and springs, tire ruts, and furrows in plowed fields. To learn more about this project, to submit mountain chorus frog observations, or to request a classroom visit by the researchers, go online to mtchorusfrog.fishwild.vt.edu or call Kevin Hammett at 540-231-1887. Thanks to the Virginia Department of Wildlife Resources and to Lang Elliott for permission to use this week's sounds from A Guide to the Frogs and Toads of Virginia. We close with a medley of calls from the seven chorus frogs found in Virginia, in alphabetical order. Have a listen for about 20 seconds and see if you can recall their names, mentioned earlier in this episode. Good luck! Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.